This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Libyan visa. Official.
Pull over for inspection.
Sorry, sir, I can't do that.
Pull over for inspection!
I'm willing you to die for your country. I'm ready to go right here, right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Jack Silva.
Jack!
We trained SEALs at Coronado, so he knows the drill.
Welcome to Club Med.
Is in his safe haven. You're not the first responders. You're the last resort. You will wait.
None of you have to go. We are the only help they have.
I called for answers. Now they came.
You're not giving orders anymore. You're in my world now.
We have 36 American lives to save.
John Tijen, T-I-E-G-E-N, is our guest. JohnTijen.com on Twitter for now at John Tijen. Tijen. And he's here with us, my head's spinning, because now Zuckerberg is in the New York Times, we'll cover this later, saying reportedly suspects Alex Jones wanted to be banned from Facebook for the attention. So you ban me and make up stuff I said all over the internet, kick off 15 million subscribers total, 9 million on iTunes, and then you say I want to be banned. No, I don't want to be banned, but I'll tell you this, and I said this, I'm going to keep saying what I'm saying, even though you tell me I'll be banned if I do. So I've actually prepared for that. But I just love how they said they never want to censor anybody, but now they're all doing it, John, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. Where do you think all this is going? I mean, we're talking thousands of articles a day. I can't keep track. And I'm not this important. They are setting the precedent to shut down all conservatives, which they now say ahead of the midterm. I think the president and Congress need to act.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have... You know, I got about half as far as you got. Maybe a fraction.
No, you got a crap ton.
But they do the same thing to me. And I mean, I'm a small guy, and I can tell.
Do you know who I saw first on Facebook and Twitter censored the most? It was people showing your videos or you guys on the news. No, you guys have been the most censored.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on since we started.
That was the first question I was going to ask you, and I'm interrupting. Let me start over. Talk about the censorship you've gone through.
You know, just for actually even for the movie, I mean, the movie was totally censored. It was only in major theaters for like 2 weeks, and they pulled it, even though it was sold out every time they went in. But they'd only show it like two times a day, and that'd be it.
They do that on purpose.
They do it. Totally. I mean, look.
I remember when I went and saw it, it was totally packed about 2 weeks after. And I was like, why is it only in two or three theaters? I remember that.
Yeah, they made sure it didn't want to really succeed. Of course, on iTunes and stuff like that, it's totally succeeding. I mean, people have been really watching it since it came out on digital.
I've watched it twice. stay there. I'm going to come back and talk about the censorship. But, I mean, I remember people trying to share a meme of you guys or a video clip of you guys going, no, we were ordered to stand down on Megyn Kelly. To her credit, she did that or other. I mean, that was there. And so that's just experiencing our own veterans, our own heroes, being censored by this dirtbag media back in 60.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Tijen's our guest, JohnTijen.com. Remember, folks' websites are more important than ever because we're not bitching and complaining here about, oh, we're censored. When the digital marketplace of ideas claims it's open to all, and then blocks all the patriot voices and demonizes them, you got to go to InfoWars.com. You got to go to NewsWars.com. You got to go to JohnTijen.com and actually find out what's happening. Again, with 13 years of high-profile security and force protection expertise within contract government agencies, along with his military experience as a Marine sergeant, to bring a powerful, thought-provoking, and engaging presentation of his firsthand account of the Benghazi attacks to his audiences. So you're traveling the country, and you're one of these great guys. I'm like, hey, plug a book. Plug, you know, oh, I don't care. I'm not going to do that. Well, no, but tell folks what you're doing, how they get them to your college, their church. How do they get some real Americana injected right in their veins?
You know, you can do Instagram and get a hold of me, pretty much Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or the webpage.
What's the best way? Plug them all.
All of them. They're all John Tijen. I made it a minute as easy as I possibly could.
John Tijen.
So the easiest way to get a hold of me is doing that. You know,
J-O-N Tijen, T-I-E-G-E-N.
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N-T-I-E-G-E-N.com. You can tell I was trained in public school. I didn't read. We were getting into how you've been censored and the heroes of Benghazi and finally getting on Fox News and telling the truth about it and coming on this show as well with Chris Paranto and others. I mean, you're not bitching, and I know you guys don't want to do it, but talk about what you've been through trying to just tell your story.
We'll get pushback. You know, I'll see, like, some posts, they'll be, like, really big, and then I post stuff about that's either political or my opinion, and it just gets squashed. I mean, you can just see the big difference between the two. They can definitely, like I said, the shadow banning thing is happening constantly. I get people that contact me, said, I haven't seen you posted in, you know, like 2-3 weeks. It's like, yeah, usually I post a couple times a day. So even that kind of tells you that you're being censored.
That's a shadow ban.
Yep.
But if you send out a picture of just a sunset, suddenly 10,000 people respond.
Yep. I send a picture, I'd say something about, you know, Hillary or something like that, and it just nothing.
Let's pull up Trump's tweet, though, he put out that finally got Jack Dorsey listening, where he said it's illegal, the shadow banning. They now have computer sites that track it. And we know that Trump's dialed back 90%+. My reporter, Paul Watson, is 97%. I'm kind of jealous because I was only 93% until they totally banned me. So, and it's not just Twitter doing it. 93%, because you can see it on a graph. They just dial back 93%,
yeah,
and it lets you hit a certain percentage.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's, I don't know, because we'll do like boost a post, and they'll come back. It's been denied because it has to do with politics. So you have to appeal it, and it has nothing to do. It's just like I think we're helping to get because I got a veteran nonprofit. So we're trying to help this veteran. You raise money for him for a burial. And it came back that it was a political post.
Well, that's what they said. Just so you know, you can pull this up. Project Veritas did internal stuff in the New York Times, YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, where it's New York Times is liaisoning. And they go, on the videos, they go, who's the number? And I'm actually proud of this. I'm not that good. They go, well, who's the number one enemy? They go, Alex Jones. And they said, we ban everything he does. He's our enemy. And they, well, what else? Well, American flags and rednecks and veterans. And they just said, these dumbass veterans think they're talking. These are quotes. Not me saying this. They think they're talking to people that we let them talk to 1%. I don't know if you've seen those videos, but it's sickening.
It is.
That they think because you're trying to get somebody a prosthesis for their leg and because you, what is it? They're jealous of people that are willing to serve. It's true. They have a inferiority complex. You know how many men are out there who even think they're tough guys that don't like veterans or patriots or whatever. Or like if somebody's a jiu-jitsu champion, some punk at a bar goes, I'll kick your ass. It's like, but with the left, it's even worse. It's like these nerds have this hard on for veterans and heroes and they just get off on suppressing it. It's true.
So they don't like that alpha male. I mean, they don't like that dominance. So that's the way they get their dominance.
Exactly. It's a chicken, you know what way? A chicken crap dimensions, but coin I termed, to like in this cyberspace to sit back and then here's somebody trying to defend their country and give them a future. They're not willing to die. You are. And they think of that as like if they can shut you down and they're like these dumbass veterans and rednecks and these InfoWars people, they don't even know. They think they're talking to people and you got to see these videos.
Oh, I believe it. There's something mentally wrong with them.
Like, I feel good knowing there's strong men and women and patriots dedicated to my country that are fighting for me. I don't feel weak when I see people that are strong or stronger than me. I feel strong.
Yeah, I mean, you can censor a lot of people on the social media stuff, but what I do, I travel around so much, you can't censor me when I'm traveling, so.
And that's where Antifa comes in. They think they can shut down the internet, but everybody's just going on the ground. And we're winning there as well. So talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the more I travel, the more I get out there, and the more I keep speaking my mind and stuff. And yeah, so just because you shut down my social media doesn't mean you shut me down.
And that's why all the young people need to come to your events. They need to get social media, their own platform, but also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And they should all videotape you and stream it live and let them see shut all those kids down. And they'll shut some of them down, but that'll make them even more awake.
Yeah, it will. I mean,
how do we force multiply the youth?
You educate them, man. They got to actually, you know, the sad thing is you got a lot of teachers nowadays are teaching the kids. They're going back to anti-American. I mean, we just helped get one teacher out of California fired last year for doing the same thing. Pretty much he was, talking, saying, military, if you join the military, you're the lowest of the low. You're the dumbest of the dumb. It's like, well, does this teacher realize the majority of the Fortune 500 companies are veteran owned? Or started by veterans, but that's the thing that's going on in schools nowadays. They're just doing everything they can to bash America, and these are the school teachers. So, darn it, you got to pay attention to what your kids are being taught in school if you really want to change the direction. I mean, they're teaching about the seven pillars of Islam, but they won't teach anything about Christianity.
Oh my gosh, I used to hear this 10 years ago, and I was never for radical Islam, but I thought it was hype that they're teaching them in schools and making them go. And now there's videos and photos. In Austria and in Sweden and in everywhere, and they make the kids go and actually bow down to Allah. They cover up the rapes. Finland said a 40-year-old man could rape a 9-year-old. It's his religion. I mean, I'm just like, why the red carpet to radical Islam?
I have no idea, but again, it goes back to the parents being involved in their kids' life. I mean, you want to save this country, get involved. Don't just let the system teach them.
Now, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. But, John, just looking at the state of the country and the censorship and what the Democrats are doing, they're calling for civil war. They're calling for violence. I know they've got Antifa. We've had undercover people ourselves, but others have reported training for this uprising to kill cops and military. And I know they're a bunch of wimps, but at the same time, they get enough people to do that. It can be very disruptive. And I don't know if Trump and others really realize how serious a threat this is.
It is. I mean, they're extremely violent. I mean, one day the conservative side, they're going to end up getting violent, and that's when it's going to get really scary. Because, I think even people like me, the guys that I know, they don't want to have to get violent unless we have to get violent. I mean, we're going to wait till the last minute, and by the time that happens, it's going to be really scary. You know, Antifa, they only go around pick on, you know, I wear Make America Great hat all the time. Nobody says a word to me. I don't know why, but.
Oh yeah, because you're a tough guy. That's the crazy. We watched them beat up a Hispanic guy with muscular dystrophy on his walker, and he kicked their ass, three of them. So that's what they actually banned us on Facebook for. Because there's a little Hispanic guy kicking these three white guys' ass. They deleted that video.
Yeah, it's.
Because the archetypal image of the little Hispanic guy who is, like, partially paralyzed, them beating him up and him fighting back, they can't deal with that. It's over for them. But that's who they are.
Yeah, it is. It's they just pick on the weak. And if they're in a big group, they really won't do it by themselves.
But I don't understand that. How, as a man, would you want to pick on the weak? I don't even get that.
I don't get that either. It's, yeah, I have no idea.
When we come back in the final segment, I'm going to give you the floor to, like, give us a presentation of the speech you're going to give that's already on the overflow crowd and Bastrop, and how folks come. Where do they go to sign up if they want you to come speak to their college, their church? Because you need to be in the mega churches. You need to be everywhere.
Yes,
where do they go? What's the best website?
JohnTigan.com.
JohnTigan.com. JohnTigen.com. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones while that's still there. They're trying to ban it right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but a learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, God.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
All right, folks. John Tygan, one of the great patriot heroes. He is a hero. Benghazi's here. But I'll tell you, physical courage, you're challenged with it, you do it. I think the courage of going public with the stand down is just as important with these other great men as what they did physically. But it is a great testament. He's going to be speaking. Unfortunately, if I want to try to come out with my kids, I don't want to try to cheat. I know it's filled up. Again, maybe we can have you back for an event where we get like a conference hall, like 1,000 people or something, and maybe get Tonto Peronto out here as well, because I've been thinking about that. We should do more of these live events. Like you said, they're suppressing us in cyberspace. The answer is get out physically on the ground.
Yep, get out publicly. Get out and get, you know, boots where the boots meet the ground. I mean, that's how it's going to start, especially for the conservative side.
Well, then I'm not going to procrastinate. Before you leave, let's pick some dates a few months out for you to come in and some of your other crew. We'll get them in here. And let's have an event, and then I'll donate half the proceeds to the veterans group of your choice.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Because I used to do events 15 years ago with like 3,000 people. I just quit doing it because they mess with them so bad, the left does. But I think if it's a veterans event and then you guys are running it and I promote it, I think it'll be left alone.
Yeah, I think I've only had one going to do a speaking event at one college where they kind of protested a little bit. It wasn't bad.
But there's still that last thing for veterans and people. There's still a little bit of respect left.
There is.
So how do we leverage that to save the country?
The biggest thing, I mean, just the media, they really demonize the military. I mean, they show all the pretty much anything that's bad happens, they'll push that out more than anything that they do good.
I know.
You know, so it's trying to turn that mindset of.
But I got to tell you, everybody I've met, especially combat veterans, are the best people in business, in life. They don't screw you over. They show up when they say they're going to do it. You know, you got a problem with your house leaking at 2 a.m., you call your buddy, you know, he shows up. I mean, it's really true that our vets are great people.
Yeah, we're a band of brothers. We stick together as much as possible. So it's a good organization to be part of.
I just got a message from high-level folks in the government confirming the coordinated decision to ban InfoWars was personally made by Zuckerberg. That's in the New York Times right now, too, that he said, I wanted to be banned. No, I knew they were going to ban ahead of the midterms, so I didn't muffle my voice to kiss their ass and not get banned.
They don't like it when you don't do that. They want you to be in line with them.
Well, let me just tell little Zuckerberg something, and let me tell Jack Dorsey something at Twitter. You went on Hannity. I know off air you asked him to talk to the president. We're not going to shadow ban because you've been doing it. Get the newsflash. I helped write the Adams report to the president 3 weeks ago, and I'm writing a new report this weekend that's going to the president, and I'm going to be talking to high-level folks in the government as soon as I get off air at 2:30 today. So. You guys think you're doing this flat-footed. You're not. I mean, you think we're flat-footed. We're not. And so we're going to be talking about what you're doing. I'm actually scared because I'm not that good of a guy. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not that strong. And I'm really freaked out that it's us at the tip of the spear exposing all this. Jesus. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it also takes your audience to push back as well. Like,
well, it's, that's what they fear. Everybody exactly. It's the back. Audience.
Yeah, everybody has to push back. That's one difference between how Antifa is doing what they're doing, because they are grouping together and they're going and doing. Of course, they're a violent protest, a violent group, but they're doing it together. The same thing. We need to come together and start pushing back.
They say in the New York Times that I called him a genetically engineered sociopath. It was a joke video. But he's a guy worth $88 billion, and the guy looks like a robot. It's a robot meme. I made a joke off other memes and read what was in the, you know, quotes at the bottom, and they turned that into, I called him an android, so I deserve to be banned in the New York Times. That's what I'm reading during the breaks. Like, dude, you're a public figure worth $88 billion. You're going to ban me? He's going, he called me an android. I'm banning him. Gee.
Maybe he went to a safe space after that, too.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like, dude, you're worth $88 billion. Like, you're worried I called you an android? It's an internet meme.
Yeah, that's sad. That is sad. Yeah, these people just can't, you know, they take everything too personal. They can't take a joke anymore.
Have you ever had a chance to talk to Trump?
I talked to him twice in person. No, three times. Yep. So I think he's a down-to-earth guy. I mean, I like
him. Well, he respects people that are willing to put on the line. He loves
him. Oh, he does. Oh, yeah.
So what did he say to you? I mean, what was off record?
Everything I talk about is really never off record. But no, he's thanked us for our service, what we did in Benghazi. And
let me guess, he said, you're a real man. We need more people like you. We love you. America loves you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's always a home. Every time I met him, he's a pretty humble guy.
Well, that's what Trump's like. He's like, listen, I'm just trying to fix things. I'm glad there's strong people out there, and let's just do it together. It's going to be hard. Let's do it. Let's just be men for our families.
Yeah, what he's doing doesn't really, I don't believe he's thinking for himself. I think he's thinking for the future of his kids and his family.
He's real. That's why they're so damn scared of him.
I believe.
He's lost $2 billion doing this.
Yeah, and they can't buy him off.
And the more they mess with him, he's got that Scott in him. He just doesn't give in.
Nope, he doesn't. He just fights back even harder.
Can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't have him right now?
We'd be, if Hillary would have won, we'd be totally screwed. I mean, we definitely wouldn't be a thriving economy, that's for sure. She'd have been selling these.
Again, I don't get how, if you run America, why do you have it out to get it like the left does? You go to these meetings, I've covered them, we've sent undercover people, they do literally like, F America, screw it, bring it down, and then they got like skinny jeans. Like, I'm wearing $80 jeans. They're wearing $200 jeans. They got $1,000 phones. I got a $500 phone. They got $200 shoes. I got $100 shoes. I got a $1,000 watch. They got a $10,000. They're like driving Mercedes. It's like they got rich off America and they hate it.
They don't want other people to succeed like they did. They want people to pay to stay where they were or where they are, I guess. I mean,
that's it.
Again, their fear of the people to succeed like they did.
Well, thanks to guys like you, we beat Hillary, and America's got a fighting chance. But I'm telling you, it was only a beachhead. Let's do 5 more minutes on the other side and talk about final comments from you and what you're going to be talking to young people and others about this week and other events. Briefly, I didn't plug last hour. Folks, there are thousands of articles a day, lies everywhere, never showing what we said. It's all lies, just like they do against Trump. I'm all in. I'm not worried about this. I just got to be right with God. But if you want to financially support us, so that we can hire more reporters and expand what we're doing and do events with patriots like the gentleman here with us right now, like John, InfoWarsStore.com. We're running the Stop the Bullies, Fight Back Against Internet Censorship special. That is one of the biggest specials ever on all of the great supplements, all the great T-shirts, the books, the films, whatever you do. Realize this isn't one more channel of entertainment. This is the channel they want shut down because they know who I've been talking to today. They know. And they're crapping their britches right now. So figure that out, ladies and gentlemen, or we lose. And hey, doesn't matter with me. It's between me and God. As long as I do the right thing, that's all I'm worried about. But I'm telling you, this is your choice right now. Fight the bullies. Save the internet. Save InfoWars super special at InfoWarsStore.com. And get now the number one app in Android and iPhone in the world, only launched 3.5 weeks ago, InfoWars Official. And sign up for our free podcast, InfoWars.com/show, because they can't delete that. CNN's promoting the deletion of our official number one apps. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a HD video that can't be on YouTube and can't be on Facebook because we're banned, that we're going to be airing at the start of the next hour. And then we've got Joel Gilbert and the founder of Judicial Watch, Larry Kamen, coming on to talk about what's unfolding with all of that. So this is a crazy time to be alive. But finishing up with our guest, John Tigg, who's here with us, John, T-I-E-G-E-N.com. You've got an event coming up in Bastrop. Just any other points you'd like to make, or just in 3 or 4 minutes, what you say to young people or veterans groups when you talk to them, what's the main message of Americana?
You know, when, like we're going out there to restore an F-4 Phantom, you know, from the Vietnam era. So that's the biggest thing that they're trying to do out here. You know, I go out and I tell a firsthand account of what happened that night in Benghazi. I don't sugarcoat anything, but you know, there's a lot of teamwork, overcoming adversity, you know, leadership from the bottom up, you know, and just always moving forward, always fighting through no matter what happens. You know, you can't just stop and dwell on things that go wrong. So, you know, I've been doing that, and, you know, I also got my own veteran nonprofit. I go around and I do a lot of speaking to other veterans, and again, just telling the story out there and trying to get other veterans to tell their story, because a lot of the healing, a lot of the PTS portion is a lot of guys, they don't talk about what they went through. So the more you can talk about what you went through, what you're going through, it's, you start to heal. It's a healing process. You know, for me, going out there and talking about what happened that night, it's very therapeutic. So I do a lot of speaking for a lot of veterans and stuff like that. And, you know,
is it accurate to say PTSD, a lot of this, you get ratcheted up to this superhuman level of like your everything's slowed down, everything's focused, and then you get back in regular life. And like, I'm not going to say I have PTSD, but doing this all the time, I feel great and have tons of energy when I'm working. But as soon as I'm not working, I feel like a retarded zombie. That's my own personal experience. Is that like, or what spectrum is that?
You know, the thing about PTSD, it's all different forms of things that hit you with the PTS. I don't usually use the D because to me it's not a disorder. It's, you know, it's just the stress.
So what's it like then? I mean, explain. So what is it when I feel awake and alive when I'm working, but now when I don't, I feel like a dead zombie? And my dad says, he's a doctor. He says, well, that's PTSD, but I don't know what that is.
It could be a form of a little bit of PTS, you know, just overstressing yourself. You get your adrenaline going constantly, then you crash.
But what's the archetypal? What's the standard PTSD, like, for somebody that's been in heavy combat like you?
I don't think there's really a standard, because it affects each guy differently no matter what. I mean, you can get extreme.
Don't some people ramp up and get even more aggressive?
They do. They can get extremely aggressive. You can go the wholly opposite, totally opposite direction. You can just totally antisocial. I mean, there's no one cure fits all. That's why there's, like, I've had a couple of guys come to me that we've helped. He said, you know, I've went to four places that helped me with PTS and didn't work. I was like, yeah, dude, you cannot just go to, you have to keep going, keep trying. So he finally found one. We sent him to two of them, and he finally found one that actually worked for him.
So, Chris Guile got killed by a guy that was PTSD.
Yep, the Marine. Yep, he had it was another one that.
That whole thing was a little.
It was.
Smelly. So in your experience, just helping folks with PTSD, isn't it helping other people and having a mission? I mean, what's the main thing that helps people that have PTSD?
I think it's having something to do, feel like you're involved in something. And
you've got to have a new mission.
Yep, you got to have a new mission. You're doing something better than yourself, and I think that really helps. And again, the guys that go out, then they start talking about it, and they'll see the effects. I mean, I've had a lot of Vietnam veterans that come up and said, since I heard your story and you were able to talk about it, I started opening up, and I was able to talk about it. But they actually started getting involved with helping other veterans since then. So again, it's just being involved in something that's better than yourself. I think that really helps with PTS.
Because that's it. You commit yourself, and then the mission's taken away, and then now you're in this pathetic system where you're a bunch of jellyfish. You've got to have a new mission.
Yep, you got to find something to do.
Well, that's what I found just with people that I know that have been veterans and stuff. As long as they have a mission, they're shining and they're great people. But it's like you can't go to those heights of human endurance and focus and then just go back to mediocrity.
No, it's really difficult. Again, it's, you just got to get out and do something.
Well, you're a tough guy. Have you gone through PTSD?
I'm pretty sure I got a form of PTS and TBI.
How does it manifest with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Short fuse, extreme anger, get little anxiety here and there sometimes, but. Yeah.
So just short fuse, like you don't even know what it does. It just suddenly, you're like.
And it goes from something that little tiny, you make that little tiny thing to an extreme big thing when it's really not.
Well, that's the thing I've noticed, just in my own issues. I don't say I have PTSD, but I have anger issues. Big stuff doesn't affect me. Little stupid things.
Yeah, and it's weird. So, yeah, the littlest thing will set you off. But the big thing, like, yeah, no, whatever. It's.
So. I love America. America has been a special nation. We've done a lot of big things, and I I just don't get people that hate America. I don't understand what their problem is. Just quantifying that as a patriot, a real American. Why do you think these people, I guess they just feel inadequate because America is so powerful, the spirit of it. Why don't they join with it? I don't understand that.
I don't either. I don't think I ever really want to understand them, but I just, why you could, if you hate the country so much, why don't you go to another country you agree with? And go live there and then come back and tell us how much you still hate us.
But that's not it. They want to dominate us.
Yeah, they want to, you know, it's like the, going, not hate to do it to the Muslim community because not all of them are bad, but you got a lot of Muslims, they leave their country that they're suppressed at, and then they come here and they start setting up Sharia, trying to do Sharia law in their own neighborhoods. You know, it's kind of like.
Exactly. You had the proviso like I always did, even though you've almost been. I love everybody. But the thing you can't say is that there's no gun zones or that they cut women's genitals off or they throw gays off buildings. And then the gays go, F you, we want to be thrown off buildings. And it's like, it's fundamentally sick.
It is.
That we're just supposed to roll a red carpet out when if I couldn't go to Saudi Arabia and preach the Bible, I couldn't go to.
No.
And then I'm supposed to be tolerant to intolerant people. No.
No, it's ridiculous, man. I mean. Why, if you like it, why come somewhere new and change it to where you just left? It makes no sense at all. Or why make something worse than what it is?
Well, that's the thing. I know brown people. I know white people. I know black people. If they love liberty, I love them. But don't come here and try to make me submit. I mean, I was in a restaurant on Monday, Cheesecake Factory, with my $3, my wife, and in come women in full burkas. And I literally had an anxiety attack. My daughters are like, what is that? And it's women in Halloween costumes and beekeeper outfits. And I don't mean that meanly. And I mean, I'm sitting here. This is enslaved women. This is the, and then the feminists are telling me submit to this. But if daddy wears the pants, it's bad. Or if daddy loves Jesus, it's bad. But this is good. It's like, why did the feminists sign on to this?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going backwards and not forward.
How did they get them like baby ducks to imprint on hating America?
False narratives.
And that's why they want to censor us. And you've given us the answer, John. The answer is be involved online. Great. Everyone has to hit the streets. If it's going to a nursing home with your dog and letting old people pet it or play the piano, just interfacing with real people, doing real things, going to a veterans group, supporting people, you know, whatever it is, just get involved.
Yeah, get out there and get involved. That's how you're going to push. Because again, you're being censored online, no matter what you do. So, get on the ground, and you'll make more of an impact on the ground than you will probably on social media nowadays.
All right, John, we appreciate you coming in here today. We're going to come back and cover the New York Times. We got 2 hours of this, but this is just some of the insanity. They got 3 New York Times people here, a Pulitzer Prize winner, which means like an Iron Cross from Hitler, trying to get me and my family. We're going to play you some of this insanity on the other side. And more straight ahead. John, coming up, it's already sold out in Bastrop this weekend, but people can sign up at John, JohnTiegen.com. They can go there and find, get you to speak to their group. But hey,
yes, sir. Thank
no BS. I want to get pay you guys, take care of you guys, bring your whole families. Let's do a big event in the next few months in Austin.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
God bless you.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more straight ahead.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. You know, I'm going to give people a big secret here. The reason I don't talk to the Washington Post and the New York Times or be in Hollywood movies is I always feel good. I always feel strong. But when I'm with them and I interface with them, I feel like I'm dying. And they had this Elizabeth Williamson woman who came to a TRO last week where they were trying to take my kids off fake filings that I endangered kids with no proof. So that's how bad this has gotten with all the fake YouTube stuff that Zuckerberg thinks I'm doing on purpose. In a big New York Times article today where he admits he coordinated the meeting, my unpersoning. And this lady, sister, says, oh, I want to hear your truth. So I say, okay, I'll meet with you, I'll talk to you, but I'm going to record it. And we have her saying I can record it. They'll probably file a thing and say I can't. And once I met with her, she went, no one blocked anybody to get into Trump's inauguration. And I'm not an elitist. I don't think about, oh, I have the golden ticket to get in right at the front of the VIP, right where the president is. I just thought, I'm going to get in at the mall a mile away down here where I am. It turned out I was staying at the same condo as Ted Cruz next door to him for days. I'm staying with all these former CIA and Navy SEAL commandos, just like the guy we had in here. And I'm staying at this thing right next door. And I'm leaving the last day on Saturday after the Friday inauguration. And there's, you know, Ted Cruz walks out. That's been deleted off my YouTube now, but I'm sure somebody's got a copy. That's what I mean. Truth stranger than fiction. So she looks at me and she goes, I was there that day. I didn't see any Antifa or Black Lives Matter blocking anybody from getting in. And she sat back and smiled like it was going to stir me up. Now, you think about that. And then she sent me a text message, and I blocked her at that point after she'd been here last week, saying, I talked to my colleague that talked to you. He didn't see any Antifa. Well, he talked to me inside the inauguration. No, you know what, Sherlock? It's these semantical games, and I realized they know they're frauds. They know they're liars. And they know we have a soul, so they keep engaging us playing that game. Hillary Clinton's going to win 98% New York Times front page for 3 months. The moon is made of cheese. And that's it. They know they're gaslighting. Because I would never sit there and tell somebody a lie. I mean, I would never sit there and, like, try to make them feel bad. But they will do it all day long. So here's a few of the clips. The whole interview is coming out next week. They're doing some fake profile with the most crazy made-up crap you could imagine, trying to bring us down. And the first thing is, she's like, well, what happens if you get taken off iTunes and stuff? How will it affect your business? And I said, I'm a free market guy. I'm all for money making, but it's not a business. It's a revolution. Our goal is to change the world. It's not to have a business, or I would have joined the establishment. I just wanted money. And then she looks at me and she goes, what about your relationship working for RT? And she said it like she had just, you know, played the ace of spades. I've never worked for RT. I've never taken money from RT. I haven't been on them in like 4 years other than I think Max Kaiser has his show on there. I've been on there twice. But that's the thing. They know I'm not a Russian agent. They're globalist agents of Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin. But that's all they've got to project, because they know they're done, is a confidence game. I've turned down thousands and thousands of interviews since I talked to this lady. But I'd just been victorious over a fake temporary restraining order to take my kids. She was there. I said, well, if I report this, she'll put it out. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Of course she won't now. It's a profile. It's all deception. Because with them, these are, in my view, heartless, soulless people who see someone who has a soul, and if they can dominate me or you or America, they can be a real boy. So I thought I'd play some of this sickening audio. The whole thing comes out next week with articles and videos of this New York Times reporter and her cohorts, who I saw in the courtroom looking at me like I was the enemy of humanity, when they worked for the Nazi collaborator George Soros and Carlos Slim and the rest of it, and Hillary Clinton, the pedophile maven. And no matter what they do, we're winning. And their whole censorship of us is blown up in their face. It's a beautiful time. But here's a few of the clips of what's coming up next week. Here it is.
How did you first come into contact with Roger Stone?
Oh, I guess Roger Stone, I was like at a JFK event, like, almost 5 years ago, and he was speaking, and I met him there.
And is he involved in the business, or I know you've had him on the show a lot. Was he sort of your entree to Trump? Did he help facilitate?
Yeah, I mean, Robert Mueller's actually asked over a dozen people about that, and I find that, talk about policing, you know, asking about Alex Jones and Roger Stone, and what does Roger Stone do? Is the same thing he did when he had a contract with Fox for 5 years for like $55,000 a year, where someone is a contributor, and I'm saying he had a, I mean, Fox has hundreds of people as contributors, and they pay him like $55,000 a year. I'm not going to get into Roger's, you know, but the problem is I try to give people answers that is like real data. I mean, like, describe your relationship with Roger Stone. There's nothing James Bondy. There's nothing sexy. It's, I knew him as a JFK writer.
And I had him on a few times, you know, some of the shows, covering JFK book he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot that I had him on years ago.
Yeah.
And then I met him and ran into him at a JFK event.
So he was your entree to President Trump when President Trump as a candidate came on the show?
Yeah. I mean, it was still a good show.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you about your work for RT? Do you still do stuff for them?
I have never worked for RT.
Russia Today?
No, I've never worked for RT.
Done videos for them?
I've not done videos for them.
Okay.
Done videos? You mean, have I been a guest on a TV show?
Yeah.
That's not working for them. That's not... I mean, you realize people are going to hear all this.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's... You can make a whole documentary just out of this, man. Call it How to Murder Truth. Because we can sit there and show everything I've said, everything I've done, back it up. And I've never been paid anything by RT. I've never had them pay for trips. It's just like when I've been on the BBC or CNN or Fox News or Japanese television. I have no financial or a relationship with RT, nothing.
Yeah.
Vice has been here twice, and I don't work for them either.
What work have you done with the New York Times?
So, in New York Magazine, they had an essay.
But you understand, I do not work for you either.
No,
that's the same kind of question.
Oh.
So I've been interviewed by the New York Times.
Okay.
I've had the New York Times talk to me on the street probably 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been interviewed by the New York Times probably 15 times.
Mm.
I've had them here a couple of times. It's been like a day with them. None of what I said got in the paper.
What would happen if Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, who am I missing, Twitter, banned you from those platforms? What would happen to your business?
What happened to my First Amendment? What would happen to mine?
What would happen?
Well, it's prior restraint. So here's the deal. What was the place just famous I've been on, like, to the top?
Spreaker or Stitcher.
Stitcher. I've been on that since, what, 2013?
Yeah.
We went and looked. And we were always in the top 20 on there. And so the marketplace of ideas, I'm not in competition with Joe Rogan, but he's the biggest podcast in the world right now. We were routinely better than Joe. Okay. On that platform. So, like, oh, God, this guy's super popular. We can't handle hearing this. What he actually says. So it was a virtue signal. He said, we've taken them off, you know, because they bully. Well, I had lawyers in here just a few days ago. We're looking at the media that we're going to have to sue because we can't just sit there and have people never even show what we said or say we're taking him off. Everybody else should take him off. He should be destroyed.
So you're
going to
sue Stitcher for taking you off?
I put them on notice today, but I have to. Just for the First Amendment. We podcast. They just pick us up. We pay for the bandwidth. We do everything, and then they get advertisements and money. So that doesn't really do anything to me. Even they took me off all those deals. It makes it, oh, man, the thing you want even more. But it's in the move to sell the idea to then finally deplatform me here with laws, with lawsuits, whatever. That's the admission.
And so that was last Friday before all this happened, that they're setting the precedent to deplatform us. So that's how pathetic this is. But they're bringing up relations with RT because I've been a guest on the show. It's just so un-American. It's so dirty. But it's what big, pathetic, rotting media...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.